Right? I see. Want to read? Who wants to read over here? So heichem avarchin on bar priyet. Do we ever find out what happened to Nissan?
Alex coming in this week.
He's really busy.
Unless he comes in tomorrow.
That's the trick. Okay. Yeah. Going out on a limb on that one. Okay. Okay. All right. Who wants to read? Yeshua Nechemi, you want to read?
Last time?
Yeah.
When you make a bor kreitz, in the case where you, where when you take off the fruit, so the branch is there.
Those are rashes. Rashes, the gvaza means onoshalates.
Okay. Yeah, so quite rashi, the gvaza is the branch.
The branch, right. The hodamapik.
Hodamapik, and afterwards it'll produce more fruit.
So regular, like an apple tree. Classic, simple, what's that?
Perennial.
Okay, oval.
Aval, hechad lefi shaklas le peri leseli gvaza, but in the case where, when you take off the fruit, the branch is not there, the hader mapik, that will not produce another fruit.
It will not produce another fruit, right.
Lo mevarchin an alvori priyei tel bori priyei.
Right, so let me answer this. So the banana plant. The banana plant, the facts are that it's a regular tree, right? Do they have bananas in Florida?
No.
Yeah? Yeah?
The supermarket next
time. It's a regular tree. It's a regular tree. The tree does not die. The tree doesn't die in 1 year. But it only produces one fruit, one yield. It only produces one season of bananas.
Each
interesting,
tree,
huh?
Afterwards.
Each tree. Afterwards, that's it.
It's still a tree,
it's still a live tree, but it never produces any more fruit. And the strange thing is that the seeds of the banana are sterile. They don't grow by seeds. They grow by shoots.
But it How does that work?
Shoots, if you take a piece of a banana tree, roots, it has the roots, like grass, it propagates by roots.
How'd something like that survive evolutionarily?
That's an interesting question, right? So it turns out the fruits have no purpose in terms of the tree. Strange case.
Yeah.
Right, the fruits don't have a purpose.
Oh yeah, they're supposed to be going extinct. This was a while ago.
If it wasn't for Chiquita, there'd be no bananas.
That's what the evolution would say. Oh, they're gonna go extinct.
Yeah. No kidding.
But so therefore, so what would you say according to Rashi? It's a what bravo?
Adama.
Because Rashi's saying two things, right? According to Rashi, the Gemara is saying two things. The branch remains and another fruit will come. Right? It's an interesting case. What happened?
Herbaceous or perennial?
It's a perennial.
Yeah.
Herbaceous perennial.
The pineapple plant is a
herbaceous perennial.
It's an herbaceous perennial.
Didn't you see the other models up there?
No,
there was nothing like that.
Megapixel.
All right, I see. I'm gonna have to do my own research over here. So the question is, that implies it grows back. Mm-hmm. So why does everyone make a barbecue dumb on a pineapple?
Didn't see the source.
I don't know.
Does it mean that the tree dies? We need some real factor.
Where's the tree?
I thought the thing was that these leaves all die and like the structure just grows itself back.
We don't know. Okay, so let's find out. No reason to guess about Matthias that we can easily obtain. Okay, so anyway, so Rashi learns that when do you make a priya eitz and when do you make a priya dama? So he says that
back to the same year.
If the plant remains, right? The plant remains, and it will continue to produce a fruit. The banana. Weren't you here a minute ago? The banana. The banana won't produce another fruit. Then it's a bar priate. Right? But if the plant doesn't remain or it won't produce another fruit, then it's a pri adama.
How do you know the plant has to remain?
Because he says the anaf. He says the anaf.
The
anaf shalates.
But
what would the case be? Let's take the banana. I mean, it doesn't produce any of the fruit, so the shadow never comes up.
That comes up when you eat that fruit. I don't see what you mean.
Oh, I mean, it's like, oh, it's also good bracket. Hmm?
Well, it's not the first fruit.
It's a definition of a thing.
I don't see where it says that you have that it has to remain for the next year.
It
seems like it remains after you pick it.
It says dechishoch kalto le lepiri isa legavza v'hoder mafik. The branch remains. The gavza is the onof shel eitz. The onof is the branch. The branches remain
when you pick it.
When you pick it, and it's mopic another.
That's the fruit, though. Isn't that the fruit?
Yeah, but what's mopic? The branch is mashma. The branch remains as an entity that produces fruits. I mean, you want to read it differently? You want to read it? Huh?
How can anyone disagree with that?
I mean, the branch always remains when you pick the thing. I mean, it doesn't. Right? I mean, you ever grow anything? No problem. Nobody grows anything. The peppers. Who here? Didn't I give someone a red pepper, hot pepper this summer? No? So, it's a little plant, and you cut off the pepper, and the plant stays. It'll stay there
the
until
ones?
The fall.
Red peppers?
Yeah, they're really green peppers. They just turn red if you leave them on long enough.
Oh, okay.
But, put that on the list, lady. So, I mean, everything remains. Nothing. The plant doesn't just die when you pick up the fruit.
No, but I mean at the end of the year.
Yeah, at the end of the season.
At the end of the season.
Yeah.
So he's saying that what? That the plant has to remain at the end of the season.
It has to go from season. The plant has to stick
so
around.
The plant has to stay above the ground continuously, and it produces roots.
Right.
So
the pepper, it doesn't.
It'll die.
The pepper. So the pepper will be hadama according to him.
Yeah. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. But the point is like this. Getting mired in
agriculture.
What?
The rush disagrees.
With the pepper?
No.
I don't think anybody disagrees with the pepper.
Disagrees with pepper.
Doesn't grow back.
It's very agreeable.
Can we take something simple that everybody is in agreement with?
An apple.
No, okay. An apple will be our fruit, and what's our vegetable?
Alfalfa sprout.
Okay.
A bean. Have it a bean.
Yeah, because that grows like on a vine, and then it all. You pull the whole thing out when you take the bean, right?
No. Oh my.
You only take out the bean?
A bean stalk.
I don't know. I thought you pull off the stalk.
You guys have no idea.
We have absolutely no idea.
A carrot's
a
good example.
No.
I live a sheltered life. I don't know what happens out there.
The carrot's too easy because you're eating the root.
A pumpkin grows on a vine in the ground, low on the ground,
right? And you cut the pumpkin off the vine, and then you gotta replant it next year, right?
Lettuce.
No. Well, I want something that has the physical structure of a tree in some way, but is different because of this halachic. That's the point I'm trying to make.
We have Dan's pumpkin.
Yeah. So in other words, because the question is, you could say, well, there's a little tree here, there's a little bush here, and there's a fruit growing off of it. So it's the pre. That's not the pre of the adama. No, it's lettuce and carrot. There's no shaila to priyadama. It's growing directly from the ground. It doesn't grow on something that's in the ground. It grows from the ground. Right? But an apple, you say, is not a pre of the ground. It's a pre of the eights, because you have the eights, and then you have the, and the eights produces an apple. So there are, but there are vegetables that have that same type of idea, that there's a plant, it flowers, right? There's a plant, it flowers, and it produces a fruit. Okay? See, lettuce and carrots, they don't flower. That's not a flower. It's not a mature ovum, right? That's just like the leaf. Or the roots.
You take out the thing itself. That's like eating the tree almost.
Yeah, it's like eating the tree. Correct. Everybody agrees on eating a tree, it's not dhamma. If it's anything, it's not dhamma. But or shahakal, I mean, it's not gonna be a bird for your eights. Because it's not a priya eights, it's a priya dhamma. Right? I mean, is this clear? Factually. So the question then is if they both grow in a similar structure. Right, there's a plant, produces a flower, which turns into a fruit, okay, a tomato, right, turns into a fruit. So how come some are bori priya, some of them are considered the bori priya eights, and some of them are considered the bori priya dhamma? That's the question. So Rashi is explaining what the Gemara says over here, and it's the way I read the Rashi, he's saying that in order to be a Borei Priho Eitz, it has to be that you pick it off of the branch, and the branch remains and grows another fruit. And to be a Borei Priho Adoma, it's that what? That when you, that the branch doesn't remain and produce another fruit. Okay? Yeah. So what's the concept? What's the definition? It's a nice description, but what is it? What's the definition of a priya eitz? Why can't it be a priya eitz? Just because next year it's not going to produce another thing?
Since that's an elon.
Is it possible that maybe he holds that in order for
see,
pre-aids?
You see, I would like that definition. I would like that definition, except the banana is a problem. Because while you were investigating the pineapple, we were discussing its counterpart, the banana. And that is that it grows like a regular tree,
yeah.
And the tree remains. The only thing is, it only produces one yield, only one crop per tree. That's why they cut it down every year. They cut it down every year because it's not going to grow any more bananas. But as a tree, it's a tree.
So the branch can grow another banana, but the actual tree can't grow another banana.
What's that?
If you take the branch of the banana tree and stick it in the ground, that will grow another banana. But
yeah, it's amazing, right?
Yeah, but if you take the whole tree...
Well, I guess you have to take a certain part of the root to regrow a new tree. I don't know exactly how they re-seed things.
How big does it grow in the year?
I guess a lot. I don't know.
Like
no, it might not be a year. It might take a few years to be mature.
They probably have different ones that they rotate around.
I'm sure they have it all worked out.
I trust
it's not
that.
Like, uh-oh, now we have no bananas for you.
Wow.
They worked that out.
Well, I'm sure they were like that 3 years ago.
They grow upside down.
So what do you say? What do you say? What's the definition of here? What's the definition of here?
Maybe you know that for it to be a tree, the thing that produces the fruit, that its existence is independent of the fruit. In other words, a bush.
Okay.
Whereas a bush every year, it grows, the fruits grow and they get picked off and the thing dies also. So its existence is not independent of its produce. But a tree is something that existence is independent of its produce.
Yeah, but
it's what survives every year. It survives, the fruit comes off, but then the fruits come in the next year.
But whether or not you pick a watermelon, the
bananas also independent, but we're not going to say based on that. It doesn't produce any more fruit. It doesn't die, but it doesn't produce any more fruit.
But you said that if you once you cut a tomato off the plant still lives until the end of the year. It doesn't just die right then.
No.
Yeah. So that doesn't matter. So it doesn't
like
exist.
Season. It doesn't like keep going on the
no.
next season.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you have to replant it every year.
Yeah, you have to replant it
every year. Right. Yeah.
You mean you have to do that exactly at the same time. Just means that. Seasonal.
If you pick it,
they won't. That doesn't mean that the tree has to die the second the fruit is picked off. That would be doesn't.
Yeah, I think Matt's. Max is saying more like that in the case of a vegetable, it's like this entire structure ends with this fruit.
Good.
But in the case of the tree, you can't really say that because this fruit is like a production, but then this thing's going on to create another thing. This thing exists as its own. It's an ends unto itself, the tree.
Okay. No, it's so... she's saying that what? So Michael is saying that to say Bori Pri Adamo is what? You're saying that the fruit is really what? What are you saying again? The fruit is what?
The end of the plant. That
the end
plant
of the
is
plant.
Like
in
reaching...
other words, the plant grows. So you plant the tomato, correct? So first the plant grows. And then the seed, and then the flower, and then it flowers, and it turns into a tomato, right? So what Michael is saying is that you really view that as one continuous process. That's one continuous process, right? So, right. I think you're in the same. You guys are in the same wavelength, but different amplitudes, but same wavelength. But the fruit, in terms of the way that it grows, he's saying, is really just a continuation. You can't say Bori Pri Ha'Eitz because in the derech of its growth, in the way of its growth, the fruit didn't grow any differently than the plant. It's just a continuation of the growth of this plant. In other words, the question is like this. Let me put it this way. Let's try to put it into... to clarify the issue here. In other words, who cares that the plant's gonna die and not produce another fruit? Who cares? But factually, the ground produced this bush and this bush produced the fruit. How can you say Bori Pri Adamo? It's not growing in the ground. It's not a carrot. Right? It's not literally growing in the ground. It's growing on this bush that preceded it. So how do you say Bori Pri Adamo? Right? So what you guys are saying is that as long as it's considered one extended growth from the seed to the fruit, it's all considered one process, then you don't break it up. You can only say that the fruit grew from the tree when you can say one process has concluded and a new process is beginning. But as long as it's all one continuous process, it goes by the Haskalah. And the Haskalah is the Adama. Right? Now, you understand what I'm saying?
What's the
Haskalah? It answers the beginning.
Would you then say by banana that that the process doesn't restart once you pick those bananas?
That's right.
Because no new bananas are going to...
That's right.
So though the tree stays...
That's correct.
It doesn't matter.
For that, it doesn't happen in 1 year, but it's still considered one...
It's the, like, the completion of that plant.
That's right. Right, I think that's what you meant. That's what you're saying. That it's a separate. But an eitz, even if it would grow in 1 year, a fruit, it wouldn't matter because there are two processes over here. One is the eitz, and then the production of the fruits is a separate process because it continues every year. It's not just considered the continuance of the growth of the plant. Now, the Bori Pri Adamo is almost like you look at the fruit like a branch.
The ground.
Or of the plant. Right? Yeah. It's like a branch. It's just a continuation of the growth of the plant. Right? To be the fruit, it has to be a new process of growth. So that's why Rashi says that what? That's why Rashi holds, but if the plant would die every year, even though it wouldn't have to be reseeded, every year that would be considered the growth of this plant. Every year it would still be a Bori Pri Adamo. Right? That's how Rashi is learning. So that's the strawberry. The strawberry is planted once. Very hard to get rid of them once you plant them, actually. And every year they produce a new plant and which produce fruits. But every winter, every fall, the plant dies and a new one pops up the next year.
So that would still be...
So according to Rashi, that'd still be Adamo. Because you never have a structure that you can say, this is the end of this growth, and now there's a new process of growth, which is fruits. It's always just the growth of the plant. Right? Okay. But the rush... The rush is... So Rashi is a clear... I mean, is a clear, solid chilek in the way of its growth. And is it considered one process? Then you go back to the Adama. If it's two processes, then you go to the eights. But the rush seems to learn differently. What does the rush say? He says the Gemara Komar Kol Dover Sheosa Peros Mishana Lashana Nikra Eitz. Aval Kol Dover Shetzarach Lizoro B'Chol Shana Nikra Pri Haaretz.
Where are you reading?
The Rush. I showed you the Rush today on 52.
Yeah.
Oschaf
yeah,
Gimel.
Yeah, yeah. Gemara Komar. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So I think the Bach goes through the whole thing. How does the Rush get this pshat from the Gemara? How does he get this as the pshat? The Gemara doesn't say anything about seeding, about planting. That's the separate question. But that's what the Rush holds. So what's his svara? Oh, because he holds you have to reseed it. He holds what does he hold gavza is this question?
He'd say the strawberry
but
would
not
be eight as opposed to
he'd say the strawberry would be eight. Right. His rule is if you don't have to replant it, then it's a bari pri eights. If you have to replant it every year, then it's a bari pri adama. There's no structure above ground.
You
don't
call the strawberry like the fact that it died, it's basically replanting itself. You don't call it a planting?
It's not replanting itself. It's not, it's the same roots. That shoot up another.
What
that's
about,
not replanting.
Oh, it's the same roots. Oh.
Same roots.
What about banana? Because that's not osa pri shana shana.
So he definitely holds the bari pri adama.
Yeah, you have to replant it.
Because you actually have to replant it.
Right.
More so than like anything else.
Right.
So the rush holds as long as the original planting. What is the rush hold?
So he rush holds that it's like a bulb. More like a bulb type of thing. As long as you don't have to reseed it. Right, and there are shirushim that lie dormant in the ground, and springtime comes and they reemerge. That it's not a process of seeding; it's a process of the structure above ground dies, and there's a dormant structure below ground that reemerges. Like a tulip, I mean, as an example, right? Tulips are they remain under the ground, and every year they pop back up. They die and then they pop back up, but it's not replanted. It's not reseeded.
So he holds since there's no new planting.
No new planting.
That's the thing he focuses.
That's right. Now, as he agrees with Rashi. Obviously, everybody has to agree that there's something that's year to year. Rashi seems to hold that the tree has to be year to year, right? The tree has to be year to year because he's mechalik in the derech of its growing. So the tree grows once and the fruits grow continuously. That's a pri ha'etz. But the Rush says that as long as the roots remain year to year and the tree and even though the plant itself doesn't remain year to year, that's still a bari pri ha'etz. But the question is, how are you mechalek now? How are you mechalek the Priya 8 and the Priya Adama? I mean, you can still, like we're saying, how do you answer Rashi's question? Everything is growing in one shot, and then it dies and has to regrow. So it's all one continuous process. Right? So it's interesting. If you take a look at the Tor has a funny Lashon. Right, Levi? Did you notice the Lashon is a little funny?
not sure exactly what.
He says like this, Al peros ha'aretz bari pri adama. Right? And then he says like this, V'simen leida eza pri eitz o pri ha'adama, kol ilan she'osa peros mishana l'shana nikra pri eitz, ova kol davar she'ein sharoshav nish'arin ba'aretz, v'tzrichin l'zoro b'chol shana nikra bari pri adama. So he says, on fruits of the ground, you make a bari pri adama. Right? And a simen, to know what's a Priya Eitz and what's a Priya Adama, he says like this, any tree that makes fruits from year to year is called a pri ha'etz. But anything that the roots don't remain in the ground and need to be reseeded every year, that's called a pri ha'adama. Like the rush, right? Possibly like the rush.
As long as you have the roots.
As long as you have the roots. But what's funny in the Torah?
The simen.
The simen. The simen. What does it mean it's a simen? It's a definition. It's a... What do you mean it's a simen? I mean, a simen is a funny lashon. Say, this is the simen of the thing.
Sounds like it's not really definitive. It's just a way of knowing. Like,
yeah, sounds like it's not really definitive. Thing. It's just a way of knowing.
What is it again?
He says, Alperos oris bari pri adama. The simen leida eza pri eitz o pri adama. He goes to his formula. So I'm sorry. Kol ilan sha'osa peros mishana lashana nikra pri ha'eitz. Okay. Of al kol davar she'in sharoshav nish'orim ba'aretz v'tzrichin lizoro b'chol shana nikra pri ha'adama. Right? If the roots don't remain and it needs to be reseeded, that's a pri ha'adama.
It sounds like the Torah, the Rush, and Rosh are all taking that same idea of it completing the thing. So, like, if any remnants of the thing would be there, then you'd say that thing still exists, and to some degree it's a tree. It just seems like they're arguing as to whether or not roots can qualify as the tree. Like, the Rush would say that they can, therefore it has to be absolutely nothing and you replant it, but Rashi would say, no, it has to be some structure that exists beyond the roots.
I mean, I hear that approach. I have difficulty with that approach. Because the Shiroshim remain, right? But, so there's something that remains, right? But the whole plant and the fruits grow every year. So why do you say that the shiroshim are really essentially the plant? And then it's like the plant remains and the fruits grow every year. No, the shiroshim are really the beginning of both. You know what I'm saying? If I say like Rashi, I see clear feeling. The tree stays. That never changes, and the only change, Mishana Lashana, is Peros. Right? What if you're going to say the Shiroshim remain, and the whole structure of the Elan with the fruit come every year? Why do you say, well, we consider the tree part like it's permanent because the Shiroshim are there, but we consider the Peros part like they're year to year?
No. I'm saying that the Shiroshim part would be considered the tree. Meaning, say that vine is like a leaf that the fruit grows on.
You mean to say that the rush would hold...
That the shirashim is the elan.
That if you would have something that's shirashim, right, like scallions. Okay?
Okay.
Scallions. How do scallions grow? It's a bulb. You ever notice an onion looks like a bulb?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a bulb. So it grows back every year. You don't have to replant the onion. And the scallions are the greens, right? I don't know if it's exactly the same plant as the onion, but it's similar. So you can just pick the scallions year to year. And so according to you, you'd make a bari pri eitz?
Yeah.
Nobody
does that. Okay. That's not what he's setting up?
He's talking about peros. That's not a pri.
Doesn't the rush hold as long as the roots are they remain every year so that that's considered an eitz? He holds that, right? As long as the roots
so what do you say in the scallion?
The scallion is a case where the roots are there, but what?
The roots are there.
Right.
But it's like a grass.
Right.
That grows up from the ground.
From the root.
I mean grass. Grass is like grass.
Right? I think that since doesn't the Rush also say since it's in the Atmo? Meikaro.
That he would say.
Right, that's already it's a whole different ballgame. There's no eights, exactly. There is no eights. That's already like an aceve. That's like an aceve already. That's a different idea.
Yeah, but don't these ideas have to be consistent?
Maybe you could say.
I mean, if you're going to say that the root is like a tree, if you're going to say the root is like a tree, then why is it that you don't count that like the.
I'm not sure what case the Rush is talking about then.
It doesn't grow. For it to be a pre, it also has to... In other words, for it to be a pre, it has to be growing from something. If it's not growing from something, if it's just like an asev, that's not even a pre anymore. It's a whole different category of...
I hear what you're saying.
Fruit.
Pre
pretty much says that.
And then my focus would be like the really. I think I thought the to me the question really was why doesn't Rashi hold that the roots are anything? In other words, he holds that they're equivalent to like a non-existence. Because he holds that if you have to plant it every year, so then it's a hadama.
Right.
So apparently he holds that even if the roots stay, it's hadama. Because he holds
Rashi holds even if you don't have to replant it every year.
If the
tree doesn't last from year to year.
Right. Tree doesn't last. Right,
even though it comes back meatzmo.
Right. So it seems like he holds in that case the roots are like don't have a kashivas, you know? They're not exist. They're in the same category as a plant that the thing is totally destroyed, no roots at all.
Right.
Like that's just like the same category.
See, I still have a hard time with it. Rashi I see clearly. Because you want to know where is this fruit growing from? Where is the fruit growing from? Is it growing from the ground? Or is it growing from the tree? Right. So if I can be mechalik two processes of growth, I can answer the question. Right. I can say, well, there's the structure, there's the growth of the tree, right? And then, and there's the growth of the fruit. So if they're different, meaning to say the tree grows once and the fruit grow numerous times, then I can say this is a pre of the eights. But if every year the whole structure grows up, now I'm just arbitrarily saying up to this point I consider the tree growing, and after that I consider that this is growing from the tree. Seems like an arbitrary chiluk. Right? Zolin. And if you're going to say that the shrushim according to the toast to the rush really are like a tree, so why isn't it why isn't it something growing out of it is considered the pre of that tree?
Right. I'm not sure if I know what the Rosh is saying, because I thought that he would say, in the case of an onion, that would be...
Appropriate
eights? Yeah, I mean...
No, but he's right, because he says if it grows like an asif, it's appropriate, though.
Oh, so that particular situation he went against.
What does he say? He says, the Rosh doesn't have that. The Rosh doesn't have it, right?
No, Kol Shemotzei Alav May Grow Asif.
I mean, the Tur doesn't have it.
So how does the Rosh...
The Tur doesn't have that. What?
How does the Rush's first?
Oh, by the Bach explains though. The Bach explains that case where the Rush is talking about the Kol Shemotzei Alav Mei Karo, Esavu, he holds that the Bach explains it different. It's a whole different case there, where you don't have to plant it.
Which case? Which case? The basic case or the case of the Esav?
No, the case of the Esav. When the Rush says Vod Omer.
Is it the Tosso from there?
Over there, yeah. Vod Omer, yeah, exactly. Like around there, Vod Omer Sefer Achor Tosef. He explains that that's a different case. That's where you're not Zohar. All
right, let's try. Know? Okay, yeah.
But you don't want to be Zohar in this case.
He says it's
so what do you say, though? Let's get down to the basic Svara over here. The basic Svara, I don't see a Svara yet. Now, as I see a Svara for Rashi, that what's the definition of Priya 8 versus Priya Dhamma? It goes by the source, by the way it grows. Right? If it grows together, if the peros and the yerek grow together, then it's a priyadama because it's all one process. And if the elan grows once and the peros grow separately, then it's a pri of the elan. But what's the svara according to the Rush?
Couldn't you say that?
So you're trying to say that really the Rush agrees with the svara, but he holds that the shoresh. You just have to back him down. You have to back Rashi down one step. Instead of saying that the tree remains, all you have to say is that the shrush remains. That seems like a totally different svara to me. Seems like a totally different svara, because even though you're saying the shrush remain, the fruit and the plant every year are still an outgrowth of that shoresh. It's still one process of growth. So now you're going to also make a chilek. You're going to say, well, the fruit we call growing from the tree, but the tree we don't call growing from the tree. I just don't see the chiluk.
Can you say that again?
Perfectly clear. No? So as if you're going to say, like Max, that you consider the shoresh like a little tree, the shoresh is like a tree.
Okay.
The Rashi agrees with Rashi. You need a thing that remains year to year. The only thing is that Rashi insists that you can see the tree. And the Rush holds, even if the tree is under the ground, that's still considered the tree. Right? But the only thing is, it's not so simple when you look at it. Because if the when that shoresh produces a plant and a fruit, right, the rush would only say bori priya eats on the fruit. You wouldn't say it on the plant part if you could eat the plant. Let's say the caper bush, you can eat the plants. So you wouldn't say a bori priya eats on the plant, on the leaf, according to the rush. Because you say, no, that's not the pre of the eights, that is the bush. You know what I'm saying? In other words, if you're really going to be serious and consider the shoresh like a tree, then everything that grows out of it should be the pre of that tree. Right? But you're not, by the scallion you don't say that, because if you eat a scallion, you don't say a boy pre eights, you don't say, well, the root remains. So the root is like a little tree. This thing came out of that thing. Oh, so this must be a fruit of that tree.
Once you see it on, right? On a pre, it's an acer. Mm-hmm. Once you say that, right?
But how could you say that? How could you say that? It's growing off the tree. It's not the tree itself. It's growing off the tree. Now, if you're really going to be serious about calling that root like a tree, then you got to shift. Just like you're shifting the tree down, you got to shift the paros down. How come you shift the tree down one and you don't shift the paros down one? The middle ground gets stuck in no man's land.
But can you say that he's holding similar to Rashi? There has to be some way to differentiate between that the tree is just part of the derech of its mother, as opposed to it being like an entity unto itself.
Okay.
Besides the peros, but the thing is, he holds that as long as this thing reemerges from the ground,
right?
You know, every year, so then that demonstrates that even when it's below the ground, or is it simply just like that's like a tree just?
Never below the ground.
What?
It is never below the ground. The strawberry bush is never below the ground.
Okay. Well.
The root.
Uh-huh. It's not like the strawberry bush retreats to the below ground and then pops back up. It's gone.
Well, I'm saying the fact that some of the original entity does remain,
yes,
and from that thing reemerges.
Yes.
So that's just, in other words, that's part of the way that a tree.
But what reemerges? Tell me what reemerges.
The completion
plant
of the
and
root.
The fruit.
Correct.
Both reemerge.
Right.
So they should both be a prihadama.
You mean
pre-ate? No, a priadama. According to the rush. In other words, the only thing that remains is the root. Right? So why are you saying that fact that the root remains makes the tree makes the tree permanent, but how can you divide up the tree and the fruits? I still don't see how you can divide the tree and the fruits. Whatever happens to the tree happens to the fruits. Whatever happens to the fruits happens to the tree. So how can you divide them up? That was the roots remain, and both the bush and the fruits regrow. So, right? So either you're going to have to say a bori priya eats on both, or a bori priya dam on both. How do you say that since the tree... You're trying to say something that I don't think is possible.
It's like you're just making an arbitrary...
You're just making an arbitrary... You're saying, I saw that there was a strawberry bush here last year. And it died and it came back. So that shows me that it's like it was here all year long. I mean, that's what you're trying to say. You're saying it's like we have to now pretend that the strawberry bush was really here all year long. The strawberry bush was constantly here. Even though we saw it go away and come back, it's like it never went away. I mean, that's what you're essentially trying to say. Right? Which doesn't even make sense.
But like the move to make is to somehow separate the fruit from
the only the move rest. To make is to say Rosh, the Rosh is not learning like Rashi.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to show you. You can't just take Rashi and tinker with it and get the Rosh. It's got to be a different thing. It's got to be a whole different idea. Otherwise, you just come up with contradictions, I think. And that's what I was trying to allude to when I said if you look at the tour, he uses a funny lashon. Because Rashi wouldn't say it's a simon. If Rashi were describing his thing, he'd say this is the definition. It's not a simon laid out.
Two different things.
But two different things. But the tour, it says it's a simon. It's a simon. He's not saying this is a tree and this is a vegetable. This is a tree and this is a plant. I'm not saying a tree is that which comes back every year, and a plant is that which has to be reseeded. That'd be a definition of a tree and definition of a plant.
But it's funny,
he's saying here's a simon if you make a bori priya eitz, here's a simon to know which fruits you make a bori priya eitz and which fruits you make a bori priya dam.
You get kind of in the middle of the manav shach that if you go that way, because
On the one hand, you
say, I didn't say anything. How could I be? Yeah.
Well, I think on the one hand, we're saying the Russian.
No matter what, you've got to remember.
I just said Edith Smart. That's
Because the on the one hand, we're saying that the from the whole Simon thing from the tour,
yeah.
It's not that these things are two really different things. Really, there's just vegetation, right, with no real definitive chilukim.
But no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying this is not the definitive chilukim. Yeah. I'm saying
of course
this
there are two
is not
things,
the
but what he's saying is not the definitive thing.
That's right.
That's what I'm missing.
That's right.
So why do we care about this if this isn't
the... Because it's assuming.
What is...
Whether it has to be reseeded is a simon.
It's a very strong simon.
So what's it a simon for? So what's it a simon for? It's a simon for what? It is a simon for what's a tree and what's not a tree. Right?
Anything
it is
which outlasts the fruit would then be a tree? Or?
I don't know.
I feel like I might be leaning towards Rashi again.
If he really holds that there is a definition for what is what, why do we care about the simon? Why don't we just go to whatever he holds the definition is?
It's a good question. That's a good question.
What is the simon?
Oh, well, no, the simon is very good. But the question is, why can't you go to the more
essential
thing?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
He's not gonna say the abstract idea. I mean, that can't be. You can't write that in the Shulchan Aruch.
Rashi did.
Rashi would have.
Well, Rashi's not.
I mean, this is Simon Reish Gimel. Yeah. See, I think that what the Rush is saying, and the tour, is that they couldn't see it. He doesn't have a chiluk like Rashi. He doesn't have a chiluk like Rashi. That it goes by the process of the growth. It doesn't go by the process of the growth. Okay, that's not his chiluk of Priya Eitz and Priya Adama. His chiluk is what? His chiluk is what? His chiluk is much more simple. It's much simpler. If it grows in a tree, it's a bar Priya Eitz. No matter how it grows.
What's a tree?
That's the problem.
Something that continually exists, and therefore, if it has roots all year round, it's a tree.
Right, Gary?
What does Rashi disagree with, though? Rashi agrees. If it's a tree, then good.
Yeah. Rashi holds that the way it grows defines whether it's a Priya Eitz or Priya Adama. Now, as Rashi holds, there's no real difference, essentially. The real difference is that you're making reference to the way that it grows. That's the halacha of Bari Priya Eitz Bari Adama. You have to refer to the derech of its growth. Does it grow? Is it one process of growth from the ground? Then it's a Bari Priya Adama. Is it a process of growth from another growth? That's a Priya Eitz. Okay, but that's the definition of what the bracha is. The bracha is referring to the derech of its growth. That is what Priya Eitz and Priya Adama mean. Okay? That does not allow, according to Rashi, the following statement is absurd. Okay? Ready? It's absurd. Okay? That you can have a tree that grows every year with its fruit. And you make a boy pre... That doesn't make sense, going right. There's no idea like that. That you can have a fruit growing on a tree that has to come back every year and you make a boy pre eggs because it's growing on a tree. There's no idea of growing on a tree. We're not coming here to define what is a tree and what is a yerek. We're coming here to define processes of growth. And the bracha identifies different types of growth. Okay? So Priya Adama identifies one kind of a growth, and Priya Eitz identifies a different type of a growth. We don't care what you call this. We don't care if you call this a tree, if you call that a yerek. Doesn't matter. Even if something could grow on a tree that has to grow back every year, you'd still call it a Bari Priya Adama. You understand? Because the way it grows is from the ground. Daniel, am I making any sense?
Is it Rashi? No, I bet you're just trying to explain
yes.
Rashi,
like
right?
The Derek, though.
That is the essence of what the bracha is saying.
I don't understand. What do you mean when you're making this distinction?
Okay, but the Rush is saying that it's not going by how it grows. That's not the important point. The important point is that a tree or is it not a tree? Now, it could be that there's a type of tree that grows back every year. You understand what I'm saying? Could be. No, no. It could be there's a type of tree that grows back every year. You understand? So on that, the Rush would say, well, you have to make a pre or eights. Because it's a pre and it's on a tree. But Rashi would say you're making a big mistake. Priya eitz is not a classification of species. Priya eitz or Priya Dhamma is identifying a way the thing grows. I don't care if a botanist, would tell you it's a tree. That's not important. What's important is the shevach of the way it grows. Does it grow from the ground? Does it grow as a continuous process from the ground? Or is it a secondary process of growth from a permanent thing?
But isn't he setting
I don't
up
care if that thing is a tree or not a tree.
But isn't he setting up the idea of process of growth as a definition of a tree?
No, it's a definition of the bracha. The heifa, and that's exactly the lashon of the Gemara. That's exactly the lashon of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara doesn't say, what's a tree? It says, heicha mevarchinan bori pri eitz. The Gemara doesn't ask, what's a tree?
Yeah, but the only reason we
hold on, that's the other point. Come on, you gotta.
That doesn't make any sense. The only reason I care about
the Gemara should say
is because Monic I want to
know
what
an ace is. No. I want to know how to classify this prey.
You're right most of the time, but if it's an ace that grows every year,
then I know, according to this, then it wouldn't, but.
Then what?
Then you would say more prey on it because Gemara only grows with the process.
That's right.
Right, now I understand that. I don't know.
No, it's.
I don't understand a more fundamental thing about the Gemara, then.
Can't you just say that...
Well, why do we care about the process? The whole thing... What's the word of the bracha? Borei pri ha'etz. So why are you coming at... Why is the starting point... What's a process of growth? And we'll know from that the bracha. The only reason we care about process of growth, what are the words of the bracha? Borei pri ha'etz. I have to know what an eitz is. Otherwise, why do I care about processes?
Right. Right, because that's what I'm trying to explain. That pri ha'etz or pri ha'doma are referring to the way the thing grows. In other words... Botanically, it could be that this is considered the tree. In some framework, we could say it's considered the tree. Let's say climb, whatever you want to say. It's considered the tree, right? But I want to know, did this fruit, is it considered essentially to have grown from the ground? Or is it essentially to have grown from this other object? You know what I'm saying?
Like
in the growth.
Oh, I see. Because we really care about
the fruit.
You
could have, like,
right.
Gidule Adama.
That's what you mean by caring about the bracha.
Like you're saying, you could have Gidule, like, Adama that just include an eitz in it. And Rashi was saying, Echanabe, that is an eitz. But that's not the system of pre-eitz.
If it's what? Let me hear again.
In other words, you could have growths of the ground that just
right.
include a tree
right.
in the derech of its being grown.
Right.
But that doesn't
right.
mean
right.
that
right.
this is now the system of
exactly.
eitz.
It's still a ground
right.
growth.
It's still
yeah.
a ground growth. It's still
yeah.
growing from the ground. It's right. essential
it
process.
To include
this
a tree.
Fruit,
care about
right,
the
fruit.
Pre.
Exactly.
Care about the, pre.
The fruit is still considered essentially to be the end result of the process that started with the ground. Not that started with this thing that we call a tree for some reason.
It works good for the Torah.
But the Torah says, that's why he says the simen. I'm going to tell you the simen. You want to know there are certain types of plants that have a relationship to the ground that define them as trees, and there are certain types of plants that have a relationship to the ground that define them as yerek. What's that relationship? If that tree, if that structure is from year to year, we call that thing a tree. And the mela, the bracha is going to be a bari priya eitz. Because he holds it goes by classification of type, not by the derech of its growth. So by classification of type, you simply have to know, does the thing that it grew on, is it classified as a tree or not? Now it's very hard to know if what's a tree and what's not a tree, but he'll tell you a simen. If the thing has to be reseeded, then it's considered like a plant. If it doesn't have to be reseeded, it's considered a tree. And mamela, the pre, will be a pre of a tree. Or the pre of a plant.
But Rashi wouldn't accept it.
Rashi doesn't
see,
care because
he holds
Bori Priya Eitz is not a classification of fruits of trees, but it's the growth of the ground or the growth of the tree. What's the essential process of its growth? In other words, is it a tree-like growth or is it essentially an extended ground growth?
So when the Torah just says...
So in terms of referencing the derech of its growth... It depends whether the structure remains. But in giving a classification, we just have to know if in some, if in a certain framework we consider this a tree, then these are considered fruits of trees. Now, according to the Torah, there's no real difference between a fruit of a tree and a fruit of a plant. Just a question of if it's a tree or a plant. According to Rashi, is an essential difference. Tree, the fruit of a tree is considered that the structure is kayam and it's a producing entity, and the fruit of the ground is that it's just one extended growth.
It's funny because like Rashi seems to fit into like the whole framework of bracha that you wanna that there has to be a certain reflection on the, you know, the chachma and the bria or whatever, so they're two unique systems. But according to the Torah,
see that's
just like an accidental
that's,
thing.
And, that,
like,
and that's consistent. I hate to bring back Monday and Tuesday, but that's consistent with the Rashi with can you say a priya dhamma on a priya eitz, right? In other words, can you say that the tree itself is a continuation of the growth of the ground, right? So then, in a wider framework, you can still consider this coming from the ground. Now, as Rashi holds, you always have to make reference to its source of growth, to its type, to the way it grew. That is a separate question. Can you say that even though it's growing on a permanent structure year to year, that I can still work it back to the ground? But that's essentially seems to be Rashi's derech in the bracha, that it has to go back to the way it's a reference to the way the thing grew, not a classification of species.
What chachma is there in just classification of species? Like you can have two things that are like two different species, but they don't represent like separate chachmas in the.
That's true, but I guess he holds it's Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, that you're chayev to be specific in the Sheva.
Me'in
Birchosav. And if this is a separate species, each separate, as long as it's a separate species of, and it is a separate species of growth, there's a perennial and there's an annual. I mean, the rush is basically making clear between perennial and annual. Right?
That's funny. It's sort of the way we explain, assuming that when the Gemara said Chita was min ilan, that it really meant it was a min ilan. That's sort of how we explain the Havin Maskana. That doesn't
now,
go after the
right.
species. Or
now,
the,
I don't know if you want to try to get into some of the halachah mice over here, because to get this complicated with the, like with the Otta, with the Yerushalmi over there, that Tosis mentions, the Otta.
Are we going to do the Rambam?
And the Rambam is very... The Rambam is like a totally closed book. I mean, all the Rambam says is...
I think we should stay clear of it.
The Rambam in Brachas, all he says is, I'll pay Rus Elon, Vorchen Bar Breitz. He never defines what an Elon is. He just says, I'll pay Rus Elon, Vorchen Bar Breitz.
What, you don't know?
The only thing, the only place he defines Elon is Klayim. By Klayim, he defines an Elon. That's like the rush.
He would.
Well, he doesn't have the rushes thing about regrowing. He has the rushes thing about coming out of the nothing. If it comes from
the
ikker.
This is the derech of the rush as opposed to Rashi.
It would seem so. It would seem so. But I mean, what does it mean? Like, what's a tomato? I mean, a tomato doesn't grow from the shorush. It grows from the nothing. You can't be the Rambam going to say it's a bar for your eights. Doesn't make any sense. Unless he is like the Russian, he holds his posh like a
Russian.
But he doesn't say. It's the problem with Ram. He doesn't mention. He doesn't say.
He just says it's an
Eon.
Here's
how
they make it an
eight. He just says
Persian one. But in Kelayim, you define it.